Episode 2464, limited time only.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's Friday, and you made it to the end of the week. It is the beginning of the weekend, so take a deep breath. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama, limited time only. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, every day is a new day. What happens today will never be repeated. Today is for a limited time only. So tune out so you can tune in. So what should you have done already today? Seriously, think about this. Because your days are numbered and not guaranteed. Embrace what is, not what should be. I really think that we as parents think we need to have this big, huge manual. And if it's one thing I could give to every parent out there is to be present. That is the most important thing that you need to do. The skill you need to learn, the strategy you need to use, and the tool you need to pull out of your toolbox every single day as a parent is to be present. But we're so distracted. And we get confused as to what we're really supposed to do. And we go searching in books and we listen to podcasts. Not that I mind you listening to here at all. But I want to be real with you, right? It's confession day. We let it all hang out at Create Your Now. There's no making it look beautiful. This is real life every day. And what does it look like? How do we get through the everyday? The pains, the celebrations. My grandson turned 1 year old. It's amazing. He's the big 01, if there is such a thing. But in that, I think, oh my gosh, it's a limited time only. You are living in a limited time only season when it comes to your family, where it is right now. Because a year from now, it's going to be different. 6 months from now, even, it's going to be different. I look at how many changes we've gone through in our own family. The kids getting older. Yes, that's a huge change. But also look at, you know, growing up from babies on up. We have a new ladder in the house. I know it sounds strange. You know those beautiful decorated ladders? Well, believe it or not, I got one on sale. Limited time only. Yes, uh-huh. And I found it and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Seriously. But it was on sale. And it was a limited time only sale. And I was like, well, it's the only one here. My daughter was with me. And then she was like, well, you could put it anywhere, Mom. You have plenty of room. I was like, well, okay, it's a limited time only, so I'm going to grab it. So I grabbed it, brought it home, put it up, and we were getting ready to refinance the house. We had to go through the appraisal stuff and all of that. So we're tidying, and all of a sudden, it's like, well, what do we put here on this wall? We need something. And my daughter said, Mom, the ladder. I'm like, oh, yeah, the ladder. Limited time only sale. We got the ladder. Go get the ladder. So we brought the ladder down. We loved the way it looked. Finished that little wall area. Just kind of made things more cohesive. Warmed that little spot that was kind of like a weird place. It wasn't anything major, but you know, it was that final little touch. But what was interesting is the ladder had places to put pictures. It wasn't one of those things where you hang something over it like the blankets. It wasn't something that's already a shelf and so you're going to stick little knickknacks. No, it was pictures. And so we put that ladder there, and it's the day before the appraiser's going to come, and it still has, 4x6, 8x10, 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 11x13, you know, all those little pre-pictured ones, yep, set in there. And I was like, what are we going to do about this? Well, we were all getting ready for the appraiser to come. Final touches and everything, scrubbing this, scrubbing that, making sure the kitty cat's area was clean, the puppy's toys were picked up, every carpet that needed to be vacuumed. You know, you just wanted to put it on because you wanted the best appraisal, right? Limited time only. And so the next thing you know, I come walking in. And that 4x6 and 8x10 and 8x10 and 8x10 and 11x13, guess what? They're gone. There were now pictures of our family when our babies were growing up, when they were oh so little. And I stood there and looked at the ladder and I was like, limited time only. You see, Mom, Dad, you have a very limited time when it comes to parenting your young child. Yes, they're going to grow up. Yes, they're always going to need you. I still need my mom. I call her every day, just about. Seriously, I do. Sometimes I call her 3 or 4 or 5 times a day and she's like, really? You know, I do have a life. She doesn't tell me that, but I'm sure she thinks it. Come on, it's confession day. But we forget that it's a limited time only. We think we have all the time in the world. They're never going to grow up. And yet, look at my grandson, the big 01. So live with intention. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Live with intention. Celebrating my grandson's first birthday, it really has put things into perspective about how fast time flies when you're having fun or not. Time moved fast when I was in the middle of parenting wars, but it wasn't about noticing the time and how fast it flew by. It was all about survival of the fittest. I had to get through it. And sometimes that was the easiest thing I could do because I was exhausted. A mom of 5, all under the age of 8. Crazy, I know. Would I have changed it? No. Loved it. Were there tough moments? Of course there was. But survival of the fittest, you're looking at it. It was definitely living with intention. And so when you're looking at a limited time only in your life, with your family, how can you live with intention? Number one, be specific to the season. It's easy to overstep our boundaries. I do it all the time with good intentions, though. But take aim on what matters in the season you're in to help pinpoint the goal at hand. Don't try to speed past something. Deal with what's right in front of you. Because otherwise you miss out. In other words, be present in the season that you're in. Number two, draw from others. You don't have to have all the answers. Gain some mentorship from those who have gone before you or have experienced a similar situation. Ask for help. Believe it or not, I have older women who mentor me. I absolutely love it. Now, some of them may look at me and if I said they're my mentor, they may say, no, I'm not her mentor. She doesn't need a mentor. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do. I want to gain some wisdom from them. Now, do all of them have 5 children? No, actually, one of them has no children at all, but she's older than me. She's had a lot of life experience of which she's already shared stuff with me. One is a great grandmother. She's had 2 children of her own. Any boys? Nope, only girls. But can I still learn from her? Yes. So draw from others. Gain mentorship. Right? Why do you think you show up here listening to me on Confession Day? Why? Because you hope that I'm going to drop a nugget that might make your day a little easier. And it's the everyday. It's not all of life. So keep that in mind, right? Be present by being specific to the season. Be present so you can draw from others. And finally, number 3, trust your gut and heart. If you're getting that unsettled feeling or you just know, explore that a little more. Sometimes we overthink that it stifles the next step. Life doesn't have to be difficult, just intentional. That means you're making a decision because you know it's right for this moment. Now, 2 years from now, if you were put in the same situation, but it's a different time, you may make a different decision. But right now, you can't look that far. You can't even begin to beat yourself up if you're in that situation 2 years later, 2020 hindsight. You do what you can do right now. So capture this season with joy in your heart. Latch on to what's possible and the goal at hand. Your limited time only is a privilege and honor. Don't let it pass you by. You wouldn't miss a sale at your favorite store. Remember my ladder? Limited time only. And now, believe it or not, it still sits there next to my piano. And every single day I walk by and I'm reminded, limited time only. You matter to your family. I know your family matters to you. And I hope right now your family is your favorite store. Lock on to those deals to better serve, love, and forgive. Create your now because every day is a limited time only event. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.